Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Clerk Auditor Seth Marzing, and we always like to get Seth in close to the elections just to kind of talk about general election information. You know, when are mail-in ballots going out, when is voting starting, when is early voting, all that good stuff, just to kind of keep you informed as to what's going on there. So we brought Seth in and we're going to talk all about it. Seth, how are you this morning?
Great, thanks for having me, Dave.
Anytime. So let's dive right in. Now, the general election, if you want to go in-person voting, not early voting, election day is November 8th, correct?
Correct. Yep, at the administration building.
And it'll be at the administration building and at other polling places in the county, or just the admin building?
For in-person voting, it's just the admin building.
Just the admin building. Uh-huh. Okay. So you've got to go, you'll have to come into Price to vote if you want to do in-person voting.
Correct.
Perfect. And then the other question that people always have, because some people, you know, like to get it over and done and out of the way, when does early voting begin?
So we'll have early voting in the administration building as well, November 1st to 4th. And it's generally 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That Friday, it'll be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And that's, you know, it's just the same. If you've got, you know, a lot of people, maybe something's going on the 8th and they can't get it, so they need to go in a little early and take care of it that way. There are still people that like to go. I mean, you know, mail-in voting is really starting to become a thing, it seems like, but there are still people that just like to go in and push that button, punch that ticket, so to speak, right?
Yeah, yeah. Per state code, the Utah State has made us go all by mail voting a couple of years ago. But yeah, we still have the in-person on-machine voting for the early voting and the day of voting.
So we've got that. And then the other one that's kind of interesting that people need to know about is your mail-in voting. Now, when are the ballots for mail-in going to go out?
So the first day that we can send them out is October 18th, but they generally will take a couple days to get to the mailboxes.
Okay, so, and we were talking before we came on the air, if you haven't seen it by that next Tuesday, is that what we're thinking, the 25th?
Yep, yeah, if you haven't seen it by then, you can give us a call or drop in our office and we'll check on it for you.
Get that taken care of. Now, a couple of different things with mail-in voting. Yes, you can mail it, and that's fine. But when does it have to be postmarked by to get your vote in?
Yeah, that's a great reminder. Just the postmark date has to be the 7th or earlier. It can't be postmarked on election day. So if you're going to drop it in the mail, drop it in the day before.
So it has to be there that Monday, the day before, and it's got to have that postmark on there for that vote. And then the other thing is, you know, when it comes to, okay, I've got my mail-in ballot. I don't want to mail it in, though. I'm going to drop it off. Where are our drop box locations?
We have one, two at the county, one in our office and one in the parking lot. And then we have one in East Carbon City Hall, Wellington City Hall, Helper City Hall, and Schofield City Hall.
So all the municipalities will have one.
Correct. Yep. Save Price City. Just because we're in Price City, you can just come to the county building.
Take it to the county building. Another thing that you kind of wanted to let people know, because you said it's kind of, you know, It is, but it isn't important. If you're going to put your mail-in ballot in a drop box, no stamp, right? You don't have to put a stamp on it.
Right, yeah, we get a lot of them back that have a stamp on them that were delivered by hand into a drop box. And I understand people trying to just make sure they covered all their bases. That's great, but it's not needed if it's to a ballot box that is delivered.
Okay, and the other question, too, that a lot of people like to know, and I know with the way, you know, voting and things have gone now, usually by that evening, when do they start, you know, like posting results?
Yeah, we've always tried to put results out within an hour, hour and a half of the close of voting. So we try to get it out by 9:30 election night. And they're really preliminary results, because there's usually a couple of ballots that come in that we have to verify signatures or whatever. So, but generally all the voting is counted by 9:30 that night.
And it's in. And then how long after the election day do you have to basically kind of like certify the election?
The state gives us what's called a canvas deadline, and our canvas period is the November 15th to the 22nd. So we have to have done our canvas. That means tied everything down by the 22nd.
So somewhere in there it will be finalized and done, but preliminary votes and everything, results should be roughly by 9:30. And you just go to the county's website, correct, for that?
Yeah, well, as soon as we can, we post them to the website.
And it's actually kind of interesting because you can get on there and you can just look not only at Carbon County, but at every race that's going on in the state. And it kind of gives you an idea of how things are swinging and that kind of stuff. So interesting stuff if you're interested in looking at that and getting down and seeing how everybody else is voting as well. So once again, a couple of dates. Once again, November 8th is the general election, correct?
Right.
And if you want to vote in person, there's only one place that you can go do that, and that's at the county building.
That's right.
And then early voting, the 1st through the 4th?
Correct. Yep.
And what were the times on that once again?
They all start at 9 a.m. It closes at 5 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday. Friday, we get to go an hour later till 6.
Okay, and then mail-in ballots should be coming out within the next, you know, couple of weeks. If you haven't got them by the 25th, come on down and see you there, and you can help them out.
Yeah.
And then where are our drop boxes for those one last time?
So the drop boxes, two at the county, one outside and one inside, and then East Carbon, Wellington, Helper, and Schofield City Hall.
All right, so once again, get out and vote. Coming up, the November 8th general election is right around the corner. Seth, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today and getting this information out there for everybody.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
We've been talking with Seth Marsing, the clerk auditor for Carbon County, about the general election that's coming up on November 8th. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.